Wagoneers, what's up? This is Johnny Crackwagon with the Jump on the Crackwagon podcast. For those of you who do not know and were thinking about it, this week's episode is the zombie apocalypse episode. We will be broadcasting to all of you survivors out there. God luck. And Godspeed. I'm gonna leave you with Surfing Dead.
My favorite brain suit. Cream of nowhere.
I come on.
Thank you.
And that was Sao Win with Archangel from Initium. Previous to that was the Fuzztones with Cellar Dweller from their Monster Go-Go record. Before that was the Mummies with The Fly off of Running on Empty. And Crack Wagoneers, keep fighting the good fight, you know, against the zombie apocalypse. Of course. Now I'm going to leave you with Call of the Wighead by the Cramps in these tough times.
How do you keep a moron in wig hat suspense? I tell you that later, but first I tell you this. And
dreams were too. So big, what I could do. So big, what they say. So strong, I got a heart when it just says, oh.
And that was Dan Sartain with Voodoo off of his Legacy of Hospitality compilation album. Previous to that was Diabolic Boogie from Messer Chups from their album Crazy Price. Before that, of course, was Demented Go with Pickled and Preserved off of In Sickness and Health. And you know, crack wagoneers, I think it's time you hear a very important public service announcement in these dark times, like I keep saying, from none other than Tim Clearwater, Cletus Clearwater's younger son, who is the only living heir of the Clearwater Blues top hat fortune. Take it away.
Is your neighbor a zombie? Is his skin rotting as you speak? Is your neighbor a zombie? Does he desire the taste of human flesh? Is your neighbor a zombie? Doing zombies.
No! Zombies are attacking.
And that was the Black Angels with Haunting at 1300 McKinley off of their album Phosphine Dream. Before that was actually the new Mark Sultan album that just came out, with his song Graveyard Eyes, with I'm pretty sure Jared Sweeley of the Black Lips. From the album Whatever I Want. Before that was, of course, Astro Zombie from the Misfits box set. And before that was Zombies from King Kong and Barbecue Show from What's for Dinner. I just want to thank Tim Clearwater for coming on the show again and doing the announcement. He's a talented young man. Don't let his appearance fool you. He is a prodigy of the mighty Cletus Clearwater. and his top hat empire. Next up is actually Zombina and Skeletones with their song The Grave and Beyond from Taste the Blood of Zombina and the Skeletones.
Yeah.
That was Bad Brains with Fearless Vampire Killers off of their Band in DC Greatest Riffs. Previous to that was Call Me Lightning with Meet the Skeletons off of their Soft Skeletons album. But before that was the Horror Pops with Walk Like a Zombie off of their Bring It On album. Now, Crack Wagoneers, I have something very important to tell you in these very dark times. Like I keep saying, stay classy. Just stay classy. Even when you're killing a zombie. Especially while you're killing a zombie. Decapitate a zombie in a tuxedo or a suit or fancy dress. Pinky out, of course, because you're a classy motherfucker in the zombie apocalypse, and you need to remember that. And also, Crack Wagoneers, it is the end of the episode, and it is time for me to sign off. But I will leave you with Rocket from the Crypt. I drink blood.